The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services is giving Cardinal Innovations Healthcare more time to comply with state laws dealing with CEO pay for top-level executives. The regional behavioral healthcare organization had been paying its CEO three times more than law allows and has generous severance packages for top-level executives. WFAE's Alex Olgan has more.
State auditors found employment agreements authorized by Cardinal Innovations Healthcare board members allowed charter flights, luxurious off-site meetings, and illegal salaries. Cardinal's board has passed resolutions to rein in spending on travel, agreed not to hold off-site board meetings, and reduced its CEO's salary by two-thirds earlier this week. Head of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, Mandy Cohen, says because of those steps, she's delaying a review of Cardinal that was scheduled for Monday.
We are giving them a little bit more time so that they can take some potentially additional steps before we go in and review things. So they ask for an additional week. We've granted that. So we will be there before the end of the month.
Among the outstanding issues are severance packages for the CEO and 10 other staffers at Cardinal. Those packages are triggered by a variety of reasons, but include between 2 and 3 years of salary plus health care. Those packages are doubly generous as the next most generous similar organization. George Dunlap is a Mecklenburg County Commissioner and a Cardinal board member. He said Richard Hopping's salary cut has already taken effect.
The board changed his salary effective Wednesday, and as of Wednesday, he is receiving the state appropriated salary,
which is $204,000 a year, down from $617,000. Dunlap says he voted in favor of that reduction to get in compliance with state law. He said he approved Topping's previous salary because he felt a, quote, market rate, as determined by a consultant study, was appropriate, and he didn't understand exactly how state law governed Cardinal's employee pay. It is worth noting that before Topping was CEO of Cardinal, he was the organization's general counsel. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.